Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor, your front row seat for really bad dating and society falling apart. I am your host, Joker, and today we're going to talk about men and why is it men cheat? What is it that men want from a relationship and they're not getting? And come to find out, they just want to be appreciated. And the irony of this is that men today are appreciated less and less for everything that they are, everything they bring to the table, everything that they just represent. Society's pretty much said, we don't need you. You're horrible. Go away. So today we're going to talk about until men are appreciated, they will never be happy in a relationship. Because if you think about it, really, that's what men, that's how they're paid for in a relationship. A man is appreciated when his girlfriend or his wife sleeps with him and gives him that fulfillment, and through physical touch, and through, we'll get into the discussion, but there's a lot of different things, and come to find out, it all boils down to kind of appreciation. First, before we get to the main article, a couple of losses here. These are women posting their L's online. A girl named Josie says, I went to a pub quiz last night, and me and my friends gave the very unattractive quiz guy my number for the banter, and because I wanted attention, and he sent me this. So I've said this time and time and time again. A lot of times women are on dating apps. A lot of times women will just talk to a guy for validation to make them feel like they're attractive, to make them feel like they're desirable. And the guy might be thinking, hey, maybe I'll get her number. Maybe something will happen. Maybe this is going somewhere. And she's like, nah, I'm just talking to you because I'm bored. That's exactly what she says. I gave the quiz guy my number for the banter and because I wanted attention. And he sent me this text. He says, hey, Josie Blue Fleece, Quiz Ed here. Not quite sure how it came to be, but I appreciate the number drop, even after the disqualification debacle. Unfortunately, however, I'm not interested in that way. You seem like a lovely person, but alas, it was not the number I was hoping for. Hope you have a great night and see you at Chicken or a Quiz Night. X. So here she says, I gave my number to this very unattractive guy, and he wanted one of her friends and not her. Kind of like a loss. No, he didn't lose anything, obviously, because he wasn't attracted to her. But how funny is it that she just wanted some attention and he didn't even want to give her that? Next one. And Amy says here, I guess this is about the vaccine. She said, I contracted gonorrhea, thrush, and a UTI all from one man. I'm not afraid of getting the vaccine. Yeah, you might want to make some better choices in life. That's all I got to say on that one. And our last one, this is on from our Tinder on Reddit on Tinder. I guess this woman had on a profile, send me your best pickup line or roast me. Yes, really, I can take it. So a guy's pickup line says, sorry, no pickup line. I couldn't pick you up if I wanted to. I'd need a crane. And apparently she can't take burns because her response was, WTF, dude, that's not an okay thing to say. Okay, let's move on to our main article here today. So it's men, their needs, and what it has to do with affairs from mentalhelp.net. Dana Weiss, M-A-L-P-C, M-H-S-P, maintains a website at hearthealingcounsel.org. I'm a licensed professional counselor practicing in the Knoxville area. So the article says, I'd like to preface this article by stating that this article is intended to focus on the needs and roles of men in marriage. Women have important needs in marriage, but that is not the focus of this article. I'll go on to say, number one, it's all marriage, it's relationships, it's men, women, romance, period. It doesn't necessarily have to be, marriage. Number two, how funny is it that at the beginning of this, they have to say, women, I know you have needs too. We're not going to talk about this. This is just about the men only. Please don't complain just because I don't address your issues in this article. Like it's a pre-warning, I guess. Laura Schlesinger wrote a controversial book called The Care and Feeding of Husbands. Well, she tends to be a controversial figure and in this field because of her bold views, and I won't debate them here, but why this book is so controversial is because it was offensive to feminist women who don't want to cater to their husbands. I'm sure I may get some of those responses here as well. Men's needs in marriage and relationships differ from women's needs. We are often attuned to what women need in our culture today, and men have had to work hard to better understand the needs of women. But how much do women understand what men truly need? In a culture where women have worked so hard to achieve equality, and women have more power of choice in their lives and don't depend on men for financial survival, what is happening to men in marriage and relationships? Willard Harvey, in his book, His Needs, Her Needs, states the top five needs of men in marriage and relationships. Those five needs are admiration, physical attractiveness, recreational companionship, sexual fulfillment, and domestic support. The need that is often most neglected and that I want to focus on here is the need for admiration. So let's stop here for a second, okay? The first one's admiration. Hey, you bring home a paycheck, you work hard for it. It'd be nice to have your woman say, baby, I cooked you dinner because you're awesome, because you keep food on the table, because you take care of the family, because I love you. Baby, let me treat you to something nice, or darling, let me do something nice for you. Or just, hey, you're awesome and I love you so much. How many guys would love to hear that from the person that they're married to or dating? Everybody, I think. Physical attractiveness. Now, we'll have to get down to that, but I don't know if that means that they want their spouse to go, wow, you're hot and I love you and you're so attractive, or if that means that they like to have the woman be physically attractive to them. I'm not sure on that one. We'll find out. Recreational companionship. That means someone cool to hang out with, that you get along with, that you're not going to fight with and have a power struggle in everything. In other words, someone you like to talk to, someone you like to hang out with. I mean, if you're going to be married, probably going to hang out with that person a lot. Bedroom fulfillment. Yeah, I mean, one of the main reasons that guys get into long-term relationships with one person, monogamous, is so they have regular access and safe access to the bedroom fun with a partner. Now, some people want lots of partners, but really, once you're kind of ready to settle down and you say, hey, you know what? I just want one person that will share that part with me, and I'm good. Like, I don't need all the variety in the world. I'm just pretty happy just having regular access to my woman. Unfortunately, though, in many relationships, that goes out on the wayside after the first year or two. I mean, in some cases, 6 months or a year. That's gone. Once that's gone, the guy can't be like, hey, you need to give this to me, because that's a no-no. But she can still say to him, hey, you need to pay the bills and you need to keep working and you need to keep me in the lifestyle that I'm accustomed to. Or she may bounce. And then when she bounces, she takes half your crap. And then domestic support. And so what does that mean? Is like, hey, taking care of the guy at the house. Again, cooking, cleaning, making sure that things around the house are done for him. And I don't think that that's a one-way street. I know in my household, it was previously like I mowed the lawn, I trimmed the hedges, I painted the house, I kept the cars running, I did oil changes, I changed flat tires even if I had to drive out to get there, I built fences, I mended things in the house, shingles, toilet stopped up, like all that stuff was me. And traditionally, my exes would be, I will clean, I will cook, I will take care of the laundry. If you ask me, the guy's job sounds a little bit harder, but So anyway, they continue on. Women in our culture have become independent and self-sufficient. This is a wonderful thing, but men are suffering in many marriages and relationships because of it. Many have lost their place in their marriage. Men want to feel useful, purposeful, and admired for their use and purpose. When women are too independent and don't need their partner for anything, men can become lost in where their place is. I see problems occur when women become critical towards their partner because he's not fulfilling emotional needs or needs for help around the home. Men put forth effort and it isn't recognized or is criticized as not being good enough. So then women say, well, he's not listening to me. He doesn't fulfill whatever it is I think I need, which might be changing on often. He's not doing things around the house. I ask him to take his garbage out. He doesn't. Again, it becomes a honey-do list, right? Well, part of the reason why men give up on that is because A, they don't feel appreciated for doing what they are doing. And number two, if a guy says, hey, I asked you for a little bit of bedroom fun last Saturday and Sunday and Monday and February and March, when that goes away and a guy goes, I'm really not getting anything out of this marriage anymore. And then the woman says, take the trash out. I know as a guy, you'd probably be like, you take it out. I'm not getting anything as it is. Why am I going to do what you want when you never do anything that I want? They continue on. Affairs occur for many different reasons, and I'm only touching on one of them here. When a lot of couples come to me for help after an affair, I see this pattern occurring. The husband is not feeling admired in the relationship, and he becomes vulnerable when a woman at work or female friend shows that admiration. Men bear responsibility here as well. They have the choice, and certainly an affair doesn't have to be one of them. But in examining what makes a marriage successful, we have to be aware of and acknowledge the needs of both partners. Dale, let me read this next paragraph, and then I'll give you my thoughts on this. Many women who come into my counseling office don't take men's need for bedroom fun seriously. They dismiss it as him caring about one thing or having a one-track mind. But for many men, it is through intimacy and the bedroom fun that they feel emotionally connected, admired, and desired. Typically, women are the opposite. They need to feel emotionally connected, usually through thoughtful acts and conversation, before they want to or are inspired to engage in the bedroom fun. So if a woman's not feeling emotionally fulfilled in her marriage, she will often stop having the sex. This is one need in a marriage that is not acceptable to get met somewhere else. In order to be successful at preventing affairs, we have to be aware of and are able to navigate this difference between needs among men and women. Guys, how many times, at least those of you that have had long-term relationships, how many times have you done thoughtful acts? I treat her to dinner. I've bought her flowers. I've done sweet things for her, but the bedroom didn't follow. I know that's happened many, many, many times in my previous relationships. How many times have you listened to, like she just says, I just want you to, you don't have to problem solve for me. I just want you to listen to me while I talk about my day and listen. And as a guy, you go, okay. And then you listen and she tells all her stories and you try to pay attention and it, because, hey, maybe it's legitimately important for you to listen. And then when it comes around to, hey, you know what? I'm listening to your stories. I'm doing nice things for you. I'm paying the bills. I'm taking you out to dinner. Where's the bedroom fun? Oh, I'm just not feeling it tonight. Well, you know what? If you're not feeling a little bit of bedroom fun for your guy, okay. But the next time you want to tell me a story or you want me to do something thoughtful for you, like dinner, just not feeling it. What happens at that point? Woman stops giving what the guy wants. The guy's going to be like, fine, I'm not going to give anything back either. And now you end up in one of those relationships that's basically like, oh, we're like roommates and friends. There's no intimacy. There's no romance. No one really cares about what each other's doing. They both end up on a dating app or swiping or something, and it's over. Until women understand that men are primarily with women for bedroom fun with a person that they care about and admiration and appreciation. And again, someone they like hanging out with. If you're not those multiple things, if you're not appreciating him or giving him admiration, or you've cut the bedroom off, it's done. It's only a matter of time. Now, some guys can hang in there for years. Some guys will hang in there forever. I think the older guys that maybe have a family, they'll hang in there forever. Maybe they go out and hire a professional for a short period of time. Maybe they have something on the side. But a lot of times the guys won't get divorced because they know if they do, they're going to lose the house. They're going to lose the kids. They're going to lose their shirts. So guys get trapped. But I think a lot of times women know this. And that's why they're like, hey, I'm not in the mood. I don't have to do it. You know, a Cosmopolitan magazine says I don't need to take care of him. I just need to worry about myself and I can level up and go find a different guy if he's not doing the things that I want anymore. And the whole thing falls apart. You know, today, all the dating, all the relationship, everything is about, it's self-centered. What am I getting out of this? Now, yeah, both people have to get something out of the relationship. But the thing is that there are going to be times that a guy doesn't want to listen. There's going to be times that a guy really isn't in the mood to take you to dinner or do something sweet, but he does it because he cares about you. Ladies, there's going to be times where you're just kind of like, not really in the mood. Take care of your man. Keep him happy, and he will keep you happy. But if you take that off the table, you're going to find things are going to wind down pretty quick. All right, they continue on. Criticism is the worst offender. How many times, guys, are we criticized about everything? We're criticized in the movies, news, social media, commercials. We're buffoons. We're stupid. We're part of the problem. Patriarchy, blah, 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 blah. Society is critical of men now. And you want to know why so many men are checking out of society in so many ways? That's why. Criticism. They say, criticism is the worst offender. That's true for all of us, but it goes right to the core of a man's need for admiration. So the first step is working toward eliminating criticism of your partner. Notice and acknowledge his efforts. Even though a woman does not need a man for survival, she certainly needs him for the relationship to survive. So what does admiration look like in a marriage? This is a question best asked to the man of your life. I think many men might answer the feeling of being desired, of having the bedroom fulfillment, sexual fulfillment, being responsive sexually, acknowledging the efforts and contributions he makes, and through action showing him why he's the man you chose to spend your life with. These gestures go a long way towards preventing affairs. I know it sounds simple, and for some women, if you're not attracted to your man anymore, ladies, leave him. Leave him. Just straight up go, I'm not attracted to you anymore. It's over. But too many times women will hang in there because they don't want to appreciate him anymore, but they like what they're getting. They like him still jumping through the hoops and giving the effort to try to make her happy without her reciprocating. Ladies, don't do that to guys. And guys, if you're in that relationship, leave. Just leave. Yes, if you're in your 30s or your 40s, starting over is hard. Losing half your crap is hard. You know, starting over may be a pain in the backside, right? Otherwise, you're going to be just killing years and years and years in a miserable marriage. But listen carefully again to what the guys get out of these relationships. What do men want from relationships? The feeling of being desired, a woman wanting you and saying, baby, I want you and I love you, right? The bedroom fulfillment, you get your needs met, right? Full belly, empty balls. That's what they say is the way to a man's heart. Full belly, empty balls. Bedroom fulfillment, being responsive to him when he wants the bedroom fun. Acknowledging the efforts and contributions he makes. So when he does something nice and you just, believe it or not, you simply saying, you know, baby, thank you so much for taking care of the family. You know, I know you work really hard and I really appreciate that. And I'm so glad I'm married to you, or I'm so glad I'm dating you. You are a great guy. That costs you nothing. It's got to be sincere from the heart. I mean, I think a lot of us have been fooled by women that can play off like they don't. But you know something? Hey, if you're in love and things are going well, you're probably going to believe her. Ladies, what did that cost you? 15 seconds of being humble and thanking a guy? It's free. Thanking him for the contributions he makes. And through actions, showing him why he's the man you chose to spend your life with. What actions? Doing that, cooking dinner, maybe cleaning, maybe doing a little extra here and there. Now, again, you may say, well, we both work long hours. We both work just as hard. We both. Okay, great. But if he takes you out to dinner, you cook him a couple of dinners as thank you. Right? If he makes a little bit more money and he treats you nicely and he gets you a little bit better gifts on Valentine's Day, which is usually women getting the gifts and not men, go through a couple hoops and maybe put on a little bit nicer, little lingerie, right? Little lingerie, dress up nicely and give him an extra fun time. It's got to be give and take both ways. And unfortunately today, I just feel like women have stopped giving. And then when the man gets frustrated and he stops trying, women go, he's worthless. He doesn't do anything for me. I'm just going to leave and find a different guy. And they do that over and over and over, never appreciating a man, never wanting to do anything for him, unless it's the bad boy that wants nothing to do with her. And then, of course, she falls in love. That's pretty much the article, actually, I think. Yeah, that's the article there. So I'm going to cut it there. But that's the big thing is, if you ask me, it's a lot harder to go to a job. It's a lot harder to pay all the bills. Traditionally, if you go back to like the 1950s, 60s, 70s type of housewives and husbands, a man's got to get up early. He's got to now. I'll do this from both sides because I don't want to make it sound like the women had nothing to do or they were on easy street. They gave their all too. But a man would get up and he'd work hard. He'd go make enough money for the family. Sometimes he'd get another job. He'd work hard to put food on the table. He'd make sure the car was taken care of. Again, a long time ago, you could actually work on a carburetor when cars had carburetors instead of fuel injectors. And you could fix a car. Now it's pretty tough. But men would fix their own cars. Men would keep up the house. They'd mow the lawns. They'd paint the fence. They'd paint the house. You didn't see mom out painting the house. Dad did the yard work. Dad repaired the roof. Dad fixed the plumbing. And if Dad couldn't fix it, he'd call the plumber, the electrician, whoever, and he would pay for that work. In other words, the man took care of everything. Everyone was under the man's umbrella. And who's immediately under the man's umbrella? The woman. And what did she do? Now, the man also took care of the kids, but that was like play with the kids, maybe help them with some homework. But for the most part, women would cook, they would clean, they would make sure that the laundry was done, they'd make sure the household, all that was good. The children are, you know, getting their stuff done. She'd go maybe take them to soccer practice or things like that. I'm not saying that's less work. I'm not saying that's easier. It's different work. And somewhere along the line, women were told that's like you're being you're being held down. You're being held back. You need to be able to go out in the world and be free and do your own thing. Not realizing that that man's going to work up until he's 60, 65 before he can retire. That means every weekday, or maybe even if he has two jobs, you don't get to just go, nah, I'm going to lay around the couch today. I don't feel like going to work. No, you got to get up and work. You got bills to pay. It means you're forced to work every day until you retire. It means you have to keep working to take care of the family and pay for the bills and make sure little Johnny gets braces and little Susie can go to like cheerleading camp or whatever. There's no rest for men like that. Now, again, women, they might have said, well, I have to bake or I have to cook breakfast every morning for the family. I have to cook dinner for every night for the family. I don't get a day off either. There you go. Fair. But I don't think what women realize now is that they, with them trying to become like men, with them wanting to be men, okay, you're independent. You don't have to rely on a man for that money and for the house and for taking care of things. Now that's on you. And now instead of just having to cook and clean your own place and do this and take care of the kids, well, now you as a single mom or single woman, now you have to cook and you have to clean, which a lot of women are not very good at. A lot of guys aren't very good at it either. But, you know, women aren't learning that stuff. Why? Because now they're just like the guys. They go off to work all day and they come back and they throw their clothes in a pile, like guys do a lot of times. And it's kind of one of those things where you go, let's see. Oh, yeah, that shirt's clean. Or, yeah, I can get one more wear out of that. That's a guy's closet right there. That pile's kind of clean. This pile's dirty. That pile should probably be burned, right? Well, women are becoming like men. But guess what? These women, there's a day where they realize, oh my God, I'm going to have to work till 65. I can't buy all these cool things I want because I need a retirement account. I got to buy my own car. I got to do finances. And all of a sudden they're slammed into this masculine role. And what happens to the men? Men have to fall into the feminine role. Cooking. And now I'm not saying that this is a feminine role now. I'm saying traditionally. So you ladies or guys out there that want to yell at me saying, hey, I'm a great cook. I'm a good cook too. I'm not calling cooking like a female role. I'm just saying traditionally, going back a little ways. But if a woman had to cook and clean and she had to take care of the kids, she did the laundry, that was her job. But when you try to add on to that a professional job of going to work, when you add on to that her having to do finances, her having to do business acumen, her having to figure out her taxes, her having to maybe go get her car repaired or fixing it herself if she doesn't have more money, her figuring out why the dishwasher disposal's rattling, whether there's a spoon, it all of a sudden becomes overwhelming. And the same thing's happening to men. If you say, hey, as a man, you should learn how to fix your car and change the oil and take care of your house and do the laundry and cook and it's a lot to handle for anybody. And a lot of people only get good at half of it. Like laundry, I still do whites and darks together and I probably got some pink t-shirts out of it somewhere in the past. But I am a good cook because I do love food. But I'm also 48 years old, where someone at 20, if I went back to 25 or 30 years old, I didn't know half the stuff I know now. So take a young person and now they have to know everything versus knowing I'm just going to get a job. And you know something, if women wanted to do the job and bring home 150 grand a year and the husband stays home and does this stuff, that could work too. Except the only problem is women do not respect men that make less than them. And they look at a man that is doing kind of the domestic things. They look at him as subservient and feminine. It's in polls, it's in studies, it's out there. Women want to be with men that are more powerful, more successful, and make more money than they are. But if they're out there making 100 grand a year, there's very few men left. So all this boils down to is, in the end, men aren't needed for the income. Women aren't doing the cooking. Women aren't, not all, most young people today. So men are having to make their own money. They're doing their own cooking. They're not appreciated for anything, because the woman says, well, I can do everything he does, or I do more than he does. I don't appreciate him. He's just a stupid man. I just keep him around for a six pack and because he's more fun than my toys. And a guy goes, you know what? I don't need this crap. And when a woman doesn't need a man for those other things that he brings to the table, because she says, I can do all this. Well, what does she want a man for? Looking good, guy that's muscular, guy that'll sleep with me, guy that's a bad boy and makes me get the tingles and I can chase after. But what about this solid guy over here that makes a pretty good income and is relatively intelligent and he's a hard work man? Oh, I can do that. I don't need him. And then when the guys aren't needed, what do they say? You know what? I'd like a woman. I'd really like a woman. I'd love a great girlfriend. A lot of guys would say that. I'd like a family someday. I'd like a wife. But you know something? No one needs me anymore. No one cares anymore. No one wants me anymore. Why am I going to try to jump through all these hoops and date and try to buy flowers and go to dinners and do all this for her when, like, she's probably going to believe me. She's probably going to break up with me. She doesn't appreciate me anyway. And if she does break up with me after I have the house and the kids, I lose all of it anyway. I don't see much left for a lot of men in relationships. Now, some guys and some gals out there, some women say, I like being feminine. I like staying at home. I like doing kind of the traditional roles. And a lot of guys say, you know what? I like working hard. I like to be the provider. I like feeling needed by my family. If that guy and that woman meet, I think that is probably the best chances you have of a good relationship today. And maybe it'll come back around to this, because at a certain point, I think women are hitting their 35, 40, 45, and they go, wait, I got another 30 years. I got to work until retirement. I want an easy, where's my easy button? Where's my easy button? And they look around and they press they get on the dating apps and they press the fun is over. It's time for a serious relationship. I'm ready to settle down. Me and my two kids and my seven dogs and my three cats. Fun time is over. Now I'm ready for something serious. Why is she ready for something serious? Because she slept with a bad boy. She had her fun. She did her free time. She got to work. She got to use her money to buy fashionable shoes and purses. But now it's like, I just want to stay home, or I want a husband to help me out with things, maybe help with the kids. I'd like to have somebody I can rely upon. It's the easy button. And why do guys get married? Bedroom fun. Like having access to somebody that appreciates them and wants to sleep with them. But more men are hiring professionals. More men are doing the casual thing, because then when the woman goes, I'm tired of you, I don't need you, the guy can say, I'm tired of you too, and I don't need you either. And you don't take half my house. You don't take half my stuff. You don't take half everything when we're done. All right, guys, now it is time for the dating profiles of the day. All right, this first one I have is a young lady. She's got a sleeve tattoo. She's blonde, shoulder-length hair, and looks to be in pretty good shape. She's 28. She's an entrepreneur. Wonder what kind of job she has. She says, I make more money selling pictures of my a-hole on the internet than I ever made using my degrees. So her college degrees didn't make her as much money as the old poop shoot. I need adventure in life. I leave town often and hope to continue to do so. Where do you go leaving town often? Do you go to exotic places to take picture of your old brown eye up in the mountains and one picture of a brown eye down by the beach to make your money? Taking pictures of your cat's eye there on a ski slope? Is that how you make your money? Good luck on you. At least it pays for the travels. She says, Heart, take me somewhere and show me something I've never seen. All right, guys, take her somewhere and show her something she's never seen. I'm pretty sure I could show her something she's never seen before. Just saying. She might have seen something like it. Hookup culture is so unattractive to me. Now I'm rambling. Hookup culture is so unattractive to me, but my butthole being sold pictures of it on the internet is not attractive to me. I'm a catch. Come show me something I've never seen before. Good on you. This next profile, I was impressed. I got to tell you guys, many times women will say that they want a guy to treat them to all the finer things in life. And what do they bring to the table? They bring themselves. But this woman, not only is she offering to treat you, gentlemen, to the finer things in life, all you have to do, I think, is be her arm candy and sleep with her. Now, maybe I'm reading this wrong. Let me know. She's 36. She's into photography, wine, shopping, fashion, brunch. She says, I'm used to the finer things in life. Dining with a gorgeous view, sailing around the coast, or spending the day at a winery vineyard. Treat me right, and I will treat you better. Now, she says, I'm used to the finer things in life, dining with a gorgeous view, sailing around the coast, or spending the day at a winery or vineyard. So if she's used to the finer things in life, she's buying them, right? She's paying for the finer things in life? Because, I mean, she's on a dating app, so she wouldn't be dating somebody that's providing these things, unless maybe she's talking about somebody else that was treating her to the finer things in life. But I think here, I think she's saying, I'm used to the finer things in life. I dine with a gorgeous view. I like sailing around the coast, spending the day with a winery. Treat me right, and I'll treat you better. So all you have to do for her, I think, to be happy, guys, I think she's saying she'll give you the finer things in life. You just have to be her arm candy and sleep with her. I think that's what she's saying. Because the reverse where you have to provide all that stuff, and she just says you're lucky to have her, and she'll sleep with you for that stuff, that's not normal. Like, you don't see that often from women, from what I understand. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Join me over on betterbachelor.locals.com. We've got 12,000 members now. And I've got a good couple of you guys that are subscribers, so I appreciate that. And with your subscription, you get to message me, you get to talk on the forums and chat, and there's a promo code down below. For some reason, my Joker's Wild promo code for a free month wasn't working. There is a Joker is Wild. I made a new one. So use the link down below. You can get a free month for that if you want to check it out. What it's like being a member there. Guys, I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. Remember, ladies, until you appreciate men, until you understand what men want out of a relationship, which is basically you being a woman and providing all the things that women bring to the table, i.e. the fun bits and a little bit of appreciation. Guys are just not into it. They're going to just have short-term relationships so that when you stop giving out the stuff that he wants, i.e. the bedroom fun and access to you, he's going to glide. He's going to slide. He's going to move on out of the way. And you're going to have to start over again with a new guy.